George Purdy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm hiding my skirt.
You're hiding my skirt?
Yes.
That's my dressing gown.
We're covered on special knit. Hello.
Hello, Thomas. Are you ready for your breakfast? Are you ready for your breakfast? You're not talking to me.
No, I've got no.
Are you tired?
Yes, enough. Pretty long, Purdy. That's your way, Purdy.
Pardon?
Clean Purdy's dirt. Come on.
No, don't put Purdy under the dressing gown. No, no. No, come on, in your chair, please. It's breakfast. Oh. Come on, quick, because we've got to be quick this morning. It's Wednesday. We're always in a rush on a Wednesday, aren't we?
Whee! And then, ow! Oh, I want to tidy my box.
You want to tidy your boxes? Well, you can tidy your boxes after breakfast.
I want to.
Yes, you can certainly do it after breakfast, but now we're going to have a bite to eat.
No, not bite to eat. I don't know. Then to bedtime.
What would you like to eat, Thomas? Cornflakes or Rice Krispies?
Something nice.
Something nice? Well, that is nice. How about Rice Krispies?
No! No, Mummy.
No? Well, what would you like instead?
Orange juice.
Some orange juice?
Yes.
Right, well, I'll get you some orange juice and then I'll do you some cereal. But before I do that, I'm just going to pour this tea with oil. It could be getting very strong, wouldn't it? From a distance, Purdy's on the floor. Mm. You're just blowing kisses at her.
That's the speaker. Your little girl, love little girl, Purdy.
Purdy's a clever little girl.
Love little girl, Mummy.
She is a clever little girl, isn't she?
And Mummy.
Is Mummy a clever little girl?
Yes.
Oh, why is Mummy clever?
Picking up pictures, Mummy.
Mummy's picking up pictures?
Yes.
What do you mean Mummy's picking up pictures?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I'm actually undoing a bottle of orange.
She leave back orange juice. With a bib and all like Coca-Cola.
No, you can't have Coca-Cola for breakfast.
Mummy allowed one.
Mummy's allowed one, but I'm not having it. I've just poured myself a cup of tea.
Oh! Daddy likes Coca-Cola.
Yes, he does, but Daddy's gone to work, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think Daddy has Coca-Cola for breakfast.
No. Might be. Where am I going?
I'm here.
Where's Daddy be?
Daddy's at work.
Where's the Daddy be? Strong. They're big strong, be strong.
What's strong, Daddy or the orange juice?
The orange juice, nice and strong.
Nice and strong, there you are. You can certainly taste the orange, it's nice. Does that taste good? Would you like some breakfast, Purdy?
I like not breakfast. Yeah, I would love it.
Yes. She's sitting there very patiently, isn't she?
Farm.
Oh, McDonald had a farm, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, what did he have on his farm?
That's a McDonald's.
Pardon?
That's a McDonald's.
What's a McDonald's?
Max a McDonald's. Max.
Max?
A McDonald's. And Bella.
And Bella?
Yes.
No, it's usually old MacDonald has a farm and then he has things like a dog, doesn't he? With a woof woof here and woof woof there.
Yeah.
Going to sing it again? Your Rice Krispies are crackling and popping. Can you hear them? Snap, crackle and...
pop. Listen.
You can hear that. Mm. Hang on. I think I'll have cornflakes. Pussy, what would you like?
Buddy likes food.
She likes some food? She's not really finished what we left her last night, has she?
No.
So I'll put it on a clean plate and put a few biscuits on top. See if she notices.
Hi, Mummy.
Hi, Thomas.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
See you, Birdie.
Oh, it's always nice to see Purdy, isn't it? Hello, Puss.
Hello, Puss.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, sweetheart. Sweetheart. Come here, eat nice food.
You're telling her to go and eat her food?
Yeah. Stop eating the orange food. It's big. Go back.
She must not be feeling hungry because she's looking at it. She knows where it is.
Not eating it.
No, she's not, is she?
No. Looking at it. Look, put biscuits on it.
I'll put some biscuits on it for her. No. Finished doing this washing up, I left it to you. Perhaps she realises I haven't got a new tin out of the cupboard and opened a tin. Perhaps she realises it's left from last night, Thomas. She's not very happy. But if Purdy doesn't eat it and we see the ginger pussy cat, we can give it to him, can't we? I don't think he gets fed properly, does he?
Not get fed properly.
Right, come along, Teddy. Come on, Goldplate. Oh, that's it. There. Oh, she likes that. She's eating that, isn't she?
Clever girl.
Oh, she is a clever girl. I'm just putting those boxes on the floor, Tommy, so we can tidy them away after breakfast time. Oh. the orange nice, Thomas? Is the orange nice?
I'll ruin it.
No, don't ruin it, because if the lid comes off and the juice spills, there'll be trouble, won't there?
No.
I will.
Look and pop.
You've nearly eaten all your Rice Krispies. Are you enjoying them? Do you like some more?
No.
What did you say?
I'm starting to.
That's better. So busy drinking, you're not talking to me, are you?
No.
It's all very quiet outside, isn't it? We missed the postman this morning, didn't we? He'd been by the time we got up. What did he bring today?
Two letters. One of two letters, and Daddy.
I think it was three. It was two letters and a little parcel, wasn't it? All for Daddy. Eating her food now?
Yeah.
Why don't you save some of that juice till later on, Thomas, because you'll be thirsty later on if you drink it all now. Excuse me. Come on, save some of that orange now till afterwards, Tom.
No, I'm eating it.
You're drinking it?
But it's all gone now.
Has she finished?
Let's see, Peggy Kale. Ah, bye.
Bye-bye, Peggy. I thought she might have wanted to go out, but she's walking away from the door, isn't she? What do you think she's doing?
She's running away.
Yeah, she's going upstairs. Do you think she's going back to bed? Yeah, she's walking very slowly up the stairs. That must be nice, mustn't it, to have your breakfast and go back to bed? You don't want to do that, though, do you? Oh, come on, Thomas, leave some of that juice now. And when it's all gone, there's no more. You're only drinking it now because I've told you not to, aren't you? Because you keep stopping looking at Yes, I know exactly what you did. You keep stopping looking at the beaker to see how much is left and then drinking more. I think there are sometimes when you've got a cold, you do feel a bit more thirsty, don't you?
You mean it?
You mean to be cheeky? Do you mean to be cheeky?
Yes.
Oh, it's all gone. Was it nice to have orange as a change from blackcurrant?
There, I got it.
You've got it, right. Come on, I'll go and wash it up if you finish.
I'm gone now. Have some Coke, please.
What would you like?
Coke.
No, you're not having Coke. We're not having anything else to drink yet for a while.
No.
Have you finished with the Rice Krispies now, Thomas?
Yes, something else.
What would you like?
Something to drink.
Something to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll see you a cup, please.
You'll be spending all day sitting on the potty if you have something else to drink.
Something to drink.
Now, would you like one of those?
No. No, I'm not got one.
How about an apple or a banana?
No.
What would you like?
No.
No, you hardly eat anything. Some bread?
No.
Toast?
No.
Would you like a mince pie for breakfast?
No. Oh, I want my wall out. I want to see.
You'd like some skin from the apple, eh? Or... How about a piece of cheese?
No.
Apple and cheese go nice together. You don't fancy that?
No.
You're not hungry?
No.
You're a little bit like Purdy this morning, aren't you? She didn't seem too bothered about her breakfast, did she?
No.
Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-daisy. Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-daisy. I think we'll have to go to the shop later to get some more apple. Mummy's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going back again this evening for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy will be looking after you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing? Mummy's not laughing. Poor Mummy.
I'm not laughing.
You don't like skin, you don't like peel from the apple. Well, you asked for it, I didn't make you have it. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to have now, Thomas.
Hi, Laura. Mommy's having.
Mommy feels quite full after a cornflakes. What's the daisy?
What's the daisy? Flaps of being, Mummy.
Yes, I tripped over the kitchen stool.
You're going to love the place now, Mummy. Going round and round.
What's going round and round and round?
Mummy.
Is she?
Then I've got my train now. My train.
You want to play with your train?
Mm.
Well, let me just wipe your hands.
Yeah.
Have you really, really had enough, Thomas?
Yes. a train's a bit scruffy. Train's a bit stuffy.
The train's a bit scruffy?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Well, that was actually a train that Auntie Edith gave you.
Yeah.
And her grandchildren have played with it.
Yeah.
And they live on a farm and I think they played with it outside and Grandma's cleaned it up. But it still looks a bit grotty. I'm actually just thinking I might give it a good scrub and put it into Milton.
Milton.
Yeah.
Milton.
Milton, that'll sort it out, won't it?
Milton. It's not nice, that train is a bit scruffy.
It's not nice, that train, it's a bit scruffy.
That not a bit stuffy. And I love the one. Bit scruffy too. Oh, it's scruffy. Needs a wipe.
Bit scruffy, it needs a wipe?
Yes.
Well, if it's a bit dirty, don't get it on the food. It's not nice, is it? It is a nice train though, Thomas, isn't it?
Stop.
What else came out? That's the lid.
No, put it on.
You don't want it on? Okay, very well. Did it have some more pieces?
Yeah.
What's happened to them all?
They're all gone.
They're all gone?
I need Cranky the Crane.
You need Cranky the Crane?
I love Cranky. I'm going to go. Oh, my dino crane.
Well, I think part of the problem is you need a chair moving a little bit nearer the table.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that any better?
Yeah.
You can reach more easily. Oh.
Ha.
Just like all this night, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, pardon you, what do you say?
Do me a party thing.
Excuse me, please. What do you say?
Oh, 40 pounds.
No, 40 pounds isn't nice, Thomas.
It is the 40 pounds.
You say, excuse me, please.
Oh, 40 pounds. I understand.
Can you see all that steam or smoke rising from the back of Sue's house? It's steam. It looks like smoke. Can you see it?
Yeah. Cause it's bashed. I bashed something.
No, it's just condensation or I don't know what to call it.
A bit messy.
Mm, it does look a bit messy, doesn't it? Happens every morning if you see. Raining hard, isn't it?
Tree smoke here.
Yes, it's coming from behind the trees. Do you remember on Bonfire Night when we went for that walk?
Yeah.
And we could see all the smoke, couldn't we, from bonfires rising above the trees?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. It's coming out the trees.
Yes, it's coming out of the trees.
It's coming out the trees.
And Sue's left for work already, hasn't she?
Big smoke. And out the trees.
Yes.
No big bears.
No, there won't be any big bears in the trees. We've not been to Didsbury Park for a long time, have we?
No. Big smoke.
Let's stop now, look.
Stopped.
I can't work out what it is, Thomas. Perhaps somebody's got a tumble dryer or something that they have to put a hose out of the window. It's at the back of Sue's house, so we can't really see, can we?
No.
See, it happens nearly every morning. You'll have to ask her when we see you once in. What's going on at the back of your house, Sue? No need to look so concerned, darling. There's nothing wrong. It happens every day. It's not a fire.
No. It's not a fire.
It's not a fire. There's nothing matter.
Nothing matter. This has gone smoke.
It's stopped now, though, hasn't it?
Stopped. Not now.
Darling, don't look so worried. Please don't look worried. It's nothing to be frightened of. If it was a fire, who would we need to call?
Yes.
Yes. Who would we need to call?
Fireman Sam.
Fireman Sam, and what would he do?
Put the fires out.
He'd put the fires out.
Get a fire engine. With ladders.
We need a fire engine with big ladders, that's right.
Yeah.
And what would it say? Oh, look at Molly on top of the conservatory.
No walking in the window sledge.
Can you see it? She's going to try and jump from the... Oh, gosh, she's done it. That was clever.
A big Fireman Sam.
Yeah, we nearly get Fireman Sam out. We nearly need to get Fireman Sam out to get Molly down, don't we?
Yes.
Gosh, she jumped from the roof onto the fence, didn't she? It's not very far. But the fence is ever so narrow from that height. She must have good eyesight, Thomas, to balance properly. She landed safely, didn't she?
Yeah.
I wondered what it was. I just saw something moving out of the corner of my eye, and it was Molly.
More smoke.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, so there is. It's very strange.
It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Do you think it is? Do you think Thomas the Tank Engine goes puffing past behind Sue's house?
Yeah. It's not. I can see smoke.
The house next to Sue's has a sign outside again, doesn't it?
Sign.
It says to let.
Let. Let.
Mm. The man who owns that house lives in Canada. That's a very long way away.
So it's all away.
It is. So he wants somebody to live in the house while he's away. So the estate agents put a sign up, didn't they, the other day?
Where the sign?
It's on Monday morning. So Sue might have some new people living next door to her.
Yeah. Just what I need.
Just what I need, yes. I think she quite likes it actually when there's nobody there.
Nobody. This is real hard.
Would you like to eat this now, Thomas?
No.
No, thank you.
Which one will eat it?
The train wants to eat it. Yum, 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 yum. There's no driver with that train. I would imagine there must have been at one point because there's a little hole there that looks like a little man could have sat in it. I wonder if this train would go in the dishwasher.
No matter at all. No matter at all. No matter at all. No matter at all. No matter at all.
I can't tell what you're saying. I'm sorry, darling.
No matter at all.
No matter at all?
No.
You don't want it to go in the dishwasher?
What's happened now?
Well, you stood it up on its end. Where?
There.
Oh. I think that's Lisa with the paper, isn't it?
Yeah. Bang.
That was a letterbox banging, wasn't it? Shall I go and see what it was?
Yeah.
Don't run, Tommy.
It's a hammer. Maybe like a movie that's ready.
Well, Thomas, one of your friends is on the front page of the newspaper. Look, the South Manchester Reporter. And that is Jenny. And Cornwall, her mummy, it says Simon and Cornwall Merrick with their daughter Jenny and special baby care consultant Douglas Sims. Cash raised by the couple paid for this incubator. Do you remember they keep doing things to raise some money, don't they?
Yeah.
That's really nice. It says medical staff have used the cash to buy a new state-of-the-art incubator for the unit. You see, Thomas, when babies are born, and they're poorly, they have to sometimes go, can you see this picture here, this clear plastic box? When babies are very poorly, and they're newborn, they have to go in with these. And then they get better.
Yeah. I've got somebody now.
So Jenny's three now, but when she was a little baby, she was helped. I wanted those plastic boxes. So that's your friend Jenny. We saw her on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Went to music class with Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. That's lovely. Actually, we don't normally get this paper till Thursday, do we? It says Thursday on the front. Shall we see what else there is? What's that?
No.
It's a picture of a caravan.
Caravan and
a
car.
Yeah. Ooh. What on earth is that?
What is that? What is that? I know it's what it is.
What is it?
What is this?
It looks like a huge animal, doesn't it? But it says it's a huge rock.
It's a rock.
So it looks like a sculpture, but it's actually just a rock. Let's see what else we can see. Little girl?
Okay. Bring them to the pictures.
Caravan there. Please don't buy that, Thomas. It's getting on my nerves. I don't like that.
And more caravan.
Is there another caravan?
Yes, yes. And another car. Some cars.
Oh, you're copying me. I'm licking my thumb, aren't I, before turning the page over. No, don't you do that. Oh, look, lots of houses.
But the house. Lots of houses.
Lots of houses for sale.
Eh? New. Trains. Lips. Train lips. Train. Cranky. A crane.
Cranky the crane, wow.
There.
Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Oh look, Thomas, they're advertising for a post office counter clerk. Lady Barn Post Office. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Working in a post box, a post office. Can you imagine that all day, seeing Postman Pat coming and going and people posting letters and the box being empty?
What?
And working with all those stamps.
Policeman.
Policeman?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Looks like the Lord Mayor, because look, can you see his big chain and medal around his neck? Well, they look like policemen, but I think they're...
Look, the... Grandad.
Does he look like Grandad, the Mayor?
Yeah.
Yes. It's some soldiers from the Gurkha regiment, Thomas.
Come on, Mama. I'd rather like a Mama. I'm not a dead granddad,
Mama. Is it? Which granddad is it?
No.
Which granddad?
Nana.
What about that lady next to him? Could she be Nana?
There's something Nana. No, Nana.
No, Nana. And look, what's he doing? Cutting a big cake?
Yeah.
And these are soldiers, look. And they're playing bagpipes.
Bagpipes?
Can you see they've got big sashes around their fronts? Out across their shoulders with medals on them.
Look, Noddy!
Oh, it's Noddy, yes! Simply the best quality and the best value. Noddy's fast food. Where's that?
Where's the food?
Where's Noddy's fast food? It doesn't say, does it?
Not say.
No, I've not seen anywhere called Noddy's. It just says home delivery, but it doesn't give an address. That's funny, isn't it, seeing Noddy on the newspaper? It's really nice to see a picture of Jenny though, isn't it?
No,
no, it's just a picture of Nobby, isn't it? And the mare.
And the mare.
The mare.
A mare. And the mare. A mare.
The mare's a very important man. So he wears this big gold chain around his neck with a medal on it.
And here, mare.
That's the mayor. The mayor's the man that you said looked like Grandma cutting the cake. Right, shall we put the newspaper away now? Because nobody will want to read it when he gets home, won't he? And we'll be seeing Jenny and Carmel on Friday morning, so we'll have to tell them. Wonder why the paper's here today, Thomas. It's a day early, isn't it? No, the train's dirty, Thomas. No, not
you. Was laid on the little train.
Oh, was it in the train? Because the train hasn't been cleaned yet.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Mummy.
What is it you're holding? It's a fruit bar. It's a type of biscuit you can eat at breakfast and it's got fruit inside. What's the matter? Why are you looking like that? What a funny face. What a funny face my little boy's got. Isn't he? You're not going to talk to me now? Thomas, you're not talking?
No.
Why? No, you don't have to do that.
I'm playing it.
No, don't, Thomas, because it's dirty. The train needs a good clean.
No.
I think we'll have a little break now because I need to go and get ready to go out.
Hey, no, we'll sit down.
You want me to sit down?
Yes.
Well, are you going to eat that if I sit down? Yes?
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to go then.
I don't need a ring now. I don't need a ring because I'm too big to ring. I don't need a bridge.
Are you?
No. I don't want that. It's all gone now.
Oh, if you don't want the bridge, that's just the wooden trains.
Yeah.
Would you like your Lego train as well?
Lego train.
Oh, that's the Lego train.
Stop.
Ah! train.
And the brown one.
Black one? The black engine?
Yes. I want to do the work.
Look, there's the small green truck.
Where did it go? Where's the truck go?
It can go wherever you like now.
I'm not knowing.
Well, you have to slot it in between one of these others, won't you?
No. No. Mummy,
put
in the
dressing gown on. Yes, I am, because I feel a bit cold. It was all right when I was sitting eating, but now I'm just sitting. I feel a bit chilly.
Not a bit chilly. I'm not.
You're not chilly.
No, I'm not.
But you're dressed. You've had a bath this morning and you've got...
I know, that one's not fit.
Well, you'll have to move one of the other carriages in the middle.
No, I'm just mopping.
And after your bath, you had a nice warm jumper on, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've been warm and it's on the radiator for you.
Mm.
So that's why you feel nice and snug. Where are the trains going, Thomas?
I'm at the airport.
The airport?
Yeah. So that train sits in here. Train sits in here. I'm the next train. Mummy, I want to do it.
Can you not reach?
No, no.
The big train? Oh, that train. Would you like any of the houses, or shall we move those?
Oh, those.
We can move them, can we?
Lots of trains.
How many trains? You've got two engines.
Looks
and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 carriages that slot on the back.
Lots. In the back. Help! Help, it's train.
You've got a big horse in the Lego train. And we've got two small wooden horses, haven't we?
Yes, I do.
Shall I put the two small horses in this truck? And then you can take them for a ride. We'll put one looking towards the front and one looking out towards the back.
Looking at the back. Looking, looking, looking at the back. Looking at the back. Another horse. I'm another horse.
You want another horse?
Yes.
I think in the wooden train set we got, that is a horse, but then there's this funny animal. I'm not quite sure what that is. They would go in the trailer with the other horse, wouldn't they? It's big enough.
Two trains. And then a large look house.
Black animal is a cow?
Yes. Not, you said it's a cow.
Isn't it? It certainly looks more like a cow than a horse, doesn't it?
I'm
not sure what it is. Very strange. Could be a black sheep, I suppose, couldn't it? Right, I'll just have to stop the tape. Do you want to play with these trains, Thomas?
No.
What else do you want to do?
I'm a dustbin man.
You want to play at being a dustbin man?
Yeah. I could put rubbish in my lorry.
Putting rubbish in your lorry, are you?
For doggy poo in it.
Don't say that.
Yes, it is. For nappies in it.
It's got nappies in it.
Where's the direction?
Where's the what, Janet?
Direction of the dusting bag. And a lot of... The blue one.
The blue one?
Yeah.
The green one?
The blue thing.
Oh, it's over there behind the rocking chair. Can you see it?
That, the rolling.
No, that needs to go back in front of the television,
please. It's a big...
No, it needs to go back.
It's a big dirty nappy. It's a dirty nappy.
It's a dirty nappy, is it? Well, I think you'd better go back, Thomas. You don't play with the footstool, no. No, no. In a few moments, we've got to put all these cushions back and get the chairs looking nice, because Grandma and Granddad are coming. You won't have anywhere to sit, will they, if you've moved all the cushions?
No. Mum, I'm not going to sit there. The dog you pulled in, and the bad dirty nappy, and the dirty nappy, and Mum's did it. And the dog,
be careful. Right, that's enough now, Tess. I don't want you playing with that.
Oh, yeah, it's a dirty bag.
No, it's not. You've got plenty of other things. You're not playing with that one. Don't say hey to me, you're not playing with it. No.
Ow!
No, you're not playing with that.
Oh dear! Oh
dear! Come on, don't be silly.
Oh dear! Somebody bumped my head!
You bumped your head? You bumped your head on my knee because you ran towards me when you were in a paddy.
I'm not very happy.
You're not very happy?
No.
Well, I'm not very happy when you do something when I tell you not to.
Let me wipe.
You wipe?
Yeah. Let me wipe.
What needs wiping? Your nose and eyes?
Yeah.
Come on. This is a clean tissue. Don't get too upset. I think it's because you've got cold and you're not feeling very well. But listen, Thomas. Listen to me.
No, mummy.
If you're playing with the cushions and pretending the bin bags, that's fine. But only the cushions. You're not to start throwing other bits of furniture.
Stop!
Because you've got four cushions and a beanbag, that's plenty.
Stop!
I can hear somebody talking. Can you?
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Somebody's think.
You think it's Aunt Linda next door?
Yeah.
Can't usually hear them talking though, can we?
No.
Wonder if we've left the radio on upstairs in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, can I have a look out of the window? Do you think it's Sam's grandparents?
Yes, it is.
Go and have a look.
Let's see.
That's right, they come in a big caravan, don't they? Or camper van, I think it's called.
Yes, it is.
That's Sam's mummy letting herself in.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's his grandma shutting the door.
I'm climbing up a ladder. Are you? Yeah.
Climbing up the ladder. Are you going to watch Grandma get out of the car?
Yeah.
Out of the camper van?
Yeah. I won't see you.
No, she's still inside, isn't she, at the moment? Mm. What are you doing, Thomas?
Taking all the parcels out in my green lorry.
Taking all the parcels out of your green lorry? I thought they were just bin bags.
Not just bin bags.
Oh, what are they?
Parcels.
Parcels. So are you a postman now?
Yeah.
Well, you were just my mum not so long ago, weren't you?
Yeah. And a lot of toys.
You have a lot of toys, yes?
Yeah.
It's the wooden trains you were playing with earlier. Are you going to put them back in the little box?
Oh, no. No.
Well, until they go back, you can't get anything else out, can you?
No. Falling out in my alley. Running green lorry.
You're throwing them out of the green lorry?
Yeah. Mm. Oh no!
What's the matter?
I'm gonna take your slip off.
I take my slipper off?
Yeah.
Oh dear. You going to put it back on for me?
Yes. Wind blowing it off.
The wind's blowing it off?
Yes.
I think I just took it off, Thomas. There we are. Both slippers are back on now. Is that nice?
Yeah. Oh, I slammed up this.
No, don't touch that, Thomas. That's a good boy. Can you see the sign that we were talking about this morning outside of Sue's neighbour's house? Yeah. There's Sam's granddad now.
Granddad. Like my granddad.
Is it like your granddad?
Yeah.
Climbing out of the caravan.
Yeah.
I think it's called a camper van, that.
Camper van.
I called it a caravan, so don't think it is inside. They can sleep. It'll have a bed in the back. So if they get tired when they're on a long journey, they can have a sleep. They're driving off again now. Somebody has
to. Yep. Again. Driving off again.
Yes, he's going to go backwards, but the brake lights are on. You see?
They're off now.
Looks like Grandma's sitting in the back. Grandad's driving.
No Thomas.
No Thomas?
No.
What do you mean, no Thomas?
Jump on my lorry. Jump in the green lorry.
Jumping in the green lorry?
Yes, that. I missed it now.
Have you? Yes, they've driven off. It's quite noisy, isn't it? You can hear it going.
Yeah.
Very busy?
Yeah. Hi. What is it? What's that noise?
I think it's the beanbag. The beanbag's got lots of little polystyrene balls inside and they crackle, don't they, when it's moved. Careful.
It's a tear. Well, don't get for now. Well, cat food.
You smell cat food?
Yes.
Well, there's cat food in the kitchen, so I can't smell it.
Look at it.
Is that what you can smell?
Can you fall the fence?
No, well, don't say that. It's not nice. You just climb all over me now?
Yeah.
I'm coming for a cuddle. Steady now.
No.
What are you doing?
Hiding.
You're hiding?
Yeah.
Hiding from me?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Are you going to come back?
Yeah.